Hi guys, my name is Azam and I run this podcast from the Master's Lab channel, and the intention is to discover the timeless wisdom, the hidden ideas that we have never known, which could contribute to our growth, to the growth of ourselves and to the growth of the ambitions and the businesses we all desire. Today's podcast, I'm going to dedicate to the number one thing which I've been struggling with, and that is, how do I achieve my goals? I read a lot of things about how do you go about achieving my goals. And one book that comes to my mind is the Carol Dweck's book, which talks about growth mindset and a fixed mindset. So when you are talking of achieving your goals, the first thing that comes to your mind which stops you from achieving your goals is the belief. So the belief whether you will be able to achieve it or not. A lot of times when I write down the goal that is to be achieved, I feel so scared whether I'll be able to achieve this or I'll not be able to achieve this. And that, my friends, is the first thing that we need to do if we have to achieve anything. So the first thing is, step one is, write in tangible terms the goal that you have that you want to achieve. The more specific, the better. Now, why do I recommend that we write the goal first before we even set out to achieve the goal? Is because the moment you write it, it comes into existence. You may not be able to hold it, but it is there, you know, in existence. And then once you start believing that, yes, that is your goal and you're going to work on that, then you start activating the mindset, which is the growth mindset, which I was talking about. The growth mindset from the book Carol Dweck, which says that, you know, when you start believing that, you know, everything is achievable and everything is possible, your mind starts attuning, your mind starts looking at different ways, different options, pathways of achieving the goal for you. And that is when you kickstart your creativity and you start getting intuitions, you start getting insights, you start seeing observations. And then sometimes, you know, it just translates into a plan that could help you achieve it. And that plan is the plan which could help you achieve your goal. So if I look at the history, how benzene ring was discovered, it was discovered in the subconscious mind. So the power of subconscious mind is extremely powerful. And you cannot kick your unconscious subconscious mind into action till the time you don't feed something to your subconscious mind. And the best way to feed that is starting with a question, starting with something. So the moment you feed your subconscious mind that this is what I need to achieve, this is the goal, you have already fed your subconscious mind that this is my goal. And then your subconscious mind starts connecting things that you may have known, that you may not have known, observations that you see. And then, you know, after some time, it all starts taking place. So the key is, if you want to achieve any goal, you have to write it, make it as tangible as possible. Because this kickstarts your creativity. This kickstarts you into having intuitions, into having insights, into having discoveries. And those discoveries, intuitions, and insights translate into an action plan that could help you achieve your goal. So step one is to write whatever goal you want, because that is going to lead you to having ideas on how you can achieve it. And once you start having ideas on how you want to achieve them, then you start building more faith, more hope, more belief. And that starts building more confidence in you that, yes, you can achieve it. And then the more you work on it, the more you progress. Like the way Carol Dweck's book says, that growth mindset starts getting into action. It starts growing you more and more. And you start becoming stronger and stronger. Even your atrophied, non-exercised muscles start growing. And then you discover that you become a better form of yourself. And you have even achieved your goal. Now, it's just not about achieving the goal. But what you actually do is this. You kickstart another process, which is the process of learning. Learning on how you will be achieving things. And that, my friends, is more important. So the number one reasons why people are not able to achieve goals is because they are not able to crystallize their goals, make them tangible, make them, you know, they're not able to visualize. So you have to make it as specific as possible and visualize it, because that is going to give you directions, insights on how you will be achieving them.